Des Hasler, last time we're serious this afternoon, he was apologetic last night at the media conference in relation to the behaviour of those fans. He's on the line. G'day, Des.
Hey, Ray. Boys, how are you?
Yeah, not bad. It was embarrassing, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, as I said last night, mate, it's not good enough. Not the way you want to conduct, supporting your team, and not this country anyway. So, again, it was unfortunately the act of a few out of the 40,000 attendees that really spoiled what was a great game of footy.
Now the dust has settled. Can you believe you got beaten?
Oh yeah, God! It was an up and down. I think we had the game won, and then we let them back in, and then we had the game won again, and they got back. And well, I'm sure we had the game won in a minute. And sure enough, Dexter's prevailed against us, and they got the win on the night. But those things happen. You can't predict it that way, that's for sure.
Hey, Desi, now that the dust has settled a bit, what do you do with James Graham? Will you be having a chat to him, or have you had a chat to him?
Oh, yeah, I think, James has already sort of come out yesterday at the press conference, a day or after the game. I'm not sure whether you saw it or not. And, he said, he got a few things wrong. There were a few things that he's got to work on. And, we've already rang the referees. We'll take a trip out there during the week to see Tony and the boys, and we'll get it all sorted. And sometimes, the best teacher in all this is experience. And and I'm sure he's sort of taking it on board, and he'll grow from it. He needs to. He's our captain, and he leads us well, and he'll continue to do that.
Hey, Des, do you think James Graham and David Clemmer's sort of approach to the end of what happened in relation to that decision at the end of the game led to the behaviour of your support?
There's no way we can sort of place the blame on James for individuals who make their own conscious decisions to hurl projectiles from the crowd. Mm.
But having said that, he won't be doing the same thing again, will he?
No, mate, no. Okay.
Did you know the rule, Des? We were just discussing it. Did you know this rule?
The charge down the comes back. Yes. No, I didn't know that, mate. Wasn't
okay, so that would mean you wouldn't know that if he kicked the field goal, they would have got a penalty in the same spot anyway for a 3-point field goal.
I think with the advent of video referee as well, that's probably why it may have not happened in the past before. So I don't think once they kick the field goal, maybe the video referee would think, oh, it's too hard to go back there, let it go.
You're right, exactly. Mm-hmm. All right, so, I mean, how do you address this now with these off-field problems, off-field dramas? It's likely that there'll be players from your club facing, judiciary hearings or match review committee sightings and the rest of it on Monday. How do you put it all back together?
I think you've got to take each one in its own accord. The James Graham charge down will only be if they think it was reckless, but I think it was a charge down from the outset. There is no way he went with intent.
I'd agree with you there. I think he's
wasn't even looking, at the play when he went there. So
I think most fair people agree with that, but I think the major problem for him is what happened virtually after that and the dissent and Clemmer. We can't blame Clemmer if other people didn't know the rule, but he needs to have a look at the rule himself before he sticks his head into it in future.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, exactly. And a fellow, as I said in the press conference last night, a fellow like Dave is just young, and he wouldn't have known, and he'll also learn from experience. But you just can't do it. And moving forward is just something that we'll be very very wary of. The 8-point try is an interesting one. So I've got to look at some video on that as to whether there was, and I haven't seen all the replays or all the angles as to what contact they were talking about in relation to Isaac Luke. So I'll have to look at that one.
Mm. Well, it appears that Josh is on
report. When he lashed out.
But Sam Cassio is not on report. But I wouldn't be surprised if Sam escapes being cited, but I'd be astounded if Josh escapes being cited.
Right. Okay, I'll have to have a look at that one, mate.
No doubt. All right, Desi, it's been a tumultuous 24 hours. Thanks for making yourself available, and we'll talk to you next soon. Thanks, Desi.
Okay, have a good afternoon.
Cheers, mate.